Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey there, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. There's been a bit of talk lately about prayer and why we do it. This has come in the news a little bit lately in terms of this pervasive and horrible prosperity gospel. This idea that if we are good enough and faithful enough and pray the right way and believe the right way, we will get what we want. So then my question is, what happens if we pray and nothing happens? Or if we pray and the opposite of what we prayed for happens? This is the problem with this kind of crap theology. Does that mean you prayed wrong, not hard enough? You didn't believe good enough or right enough or the right stuff? Ugh, it's just crappy and I hate it. Yes, hate is a strong word and I am using it. This is bad theology. So much damage is done to people when this is taught or preached, that somehow the things that are going wrong in their life could have been prevented if they had just done something better. It's just not true. Yes, we should pray. I do believe prayer is powerful. And if you've ever had one person or even a group of people praying for you, you know how it can actually be felt on the receiving end of it. Prayer is important. It is needed. But it is not the means through which God bestows grace. Let me say that again, because it is so countercultural to the way we live and exist in this world and the pervasiveness of that prosperity gospel that teaches us the opposite. But prayer is not the means through which God bestows grace. The grace of God is already yours. You are loved. Even if you never pray a single day in your life, you are loved. So then the question, of course, is, well, why pray? These two verses in Paul's letter to the Philippians give us a little bit of direction and answer to this question. Why we pray, how to pray, and then what the result of that prayer gives us. So we'll start with the why. See, Paul begins by saying, do not worry about anything. And the word worry is sometimes also translated as anxious. And if I know anything about the world right now, it is that there is a lot of anxiety floating around in the news, in our lives, in our jobs, within our families. Anxiety is real. These things that make us anxious, the things that make us catch our breath a little, that make us run away and hide, that make us curl up in a ball and cry when they overwhelm us, they are real. And familiar, they are anything that are holding us back from living this full, whole life. And Paul says, don't be anxious about anything. Better said than done, right? Easier said than done. Paul knows that even the most faithful followers still have moments of struggle and doubt. So when you're not in a good place, when you're feeling this anxiety and worry creep in, Paul reminds the followers of Jesus to bring it to God. Everything, he says. All the things that are bringing you down, that cause you worry, that keep you up at night, that make you want to curl up in bed and never leave, bring them to God. Bring up prayer. Paul says, by prayer and supplication. So words that we don't use very often, like supplication, can be confusing, right? A prayer is a conversation with God, and a supplication is a request. So, in this verse, Paul is reminding us to have conversations with God where we ask for help unraveling the mess that is our life. I mean, shoot, who doesn't need that, right? See, I like to think I've got it all figured out on my own, but it doesn't take long for that to be revealed as the lie it is. Bring that stuff to God. And when you bring it, Paul says, bring it with thanksgiving, because God does not make you figure out that crap on your own. In God, we've got someone who's promised to be on our side. You've got someone who loves you and will be with you no matter what you're going through. Now, does Paul say that God will wave some magical wand and things will be perfect and everything you've prayed for will magically come true? No. What happens when we bring this stuff to God? Peace. See, the word in Greek that is used here means tranquility and quiet. This means that we are assured of who we are as children of God. We know that we are beloved and do not go it alone. And when life is battering us and we want to hide, and when fear and anxiety cripple our ability to function, we bring that stuff to God, and God gives us peace, the knowledge that we are not alone, that God is with us, in it with us. We need to bring this crap to God. Now, caveat, get meds too if you need them, all right? There is nothing wrong with needing meds to function in the world, but don't ignore God. Have a conversation. What you say and how you say it don't matter as much as saying it in the first place. Just talk. Ask God for what you need, and God will give you peace. It's that sense of calm, knowing you don't have to do it on your own anymore. See, prayer isn't magic, it's communion. Communion with our God who loves us and does not leave us alone. And prayer is a way to receive peace. And I don't know about you, but I could certainly use a little more peace in my life. So let us pray. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.